September 8th, Jesus says, "And this is for you alone. I have said the other things for everyone, the content Father. But the world is too deaf and corrupt to hear words about Mary. It does not deserve this gift. To you, for your feast day, I give the secret intuition concerning the beauty of Mary, her smile, her silence. They seem like that without weight. They have an infinite value. Mary has attracted millions of creatures to herself with these gentle arms of hers. She evangelized before I did with her reserved silence and her indescribable smile. It was enough for her to appear in order for harsh or impure words to be hushed, resentments to collapse, and pains to be soothed. Her gaze purified, her silence uplifted, and her smile instructed. Nazareth remained perfumed by her for a long time after her departure. The nascent church was consolidated by virtue of her silence and her smile, more eloquent than all words, for from it there showed through the face of God, and the truth of her mission. I ask you only to look at, and imitate my mother and yours. Grow in spiritual beauty to resemble her. From her learn the silence which speaks to God, and of God and the smile which teaches faith, generosity, and charity. Always look at my sweet mother so, as to see her clearly at the hour of death. Whoever dies in Mary immediately has Jesus. Contemplate Mary and receive my peace. Nothing else is needed to be happy. Since yesterday I have been seeing the Virgin, and the beauty of the smiling, silent vision surpasses the power of human description. It is Jesus' gift for my feast day,